This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. We cannot emphasize too strongly the tragedy of sin. It should be looked upon as a spiritual disease which infects the soul, and that will lead to the suffering of spiritual and eternal death unless something is done. But many are either not aware that they have this dreadful disease, or realizing it, they refuse to avail themselves of God's remedy for it. In Romans chapter 3, we find the following statements. In verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And in verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everyone who comes to a responsible age in life commits sin. There has been no accountable person, with the sole exception of Jesus Christ, who has lived without sinning. Truly, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. On occasion, one may ask something like this. If I am a good moral person, if I am a good neighbor, if I work hard and take care of my family, and if I am a law-abiding citizen, don't you think that I am certain to go to heaven? The same question may be worded in many different ways, but the answer is always the same. No, simply being a good person is not enough. Why? Because all have sinned. Good qualities, no matter how numerous, will not compensate for the sin we have committed. One simply cannot be good enough to cover or hide his sins. Only the blood of Jesus can do that. Granted, such is not a popular stance to take. Yet the truthfulness of this position is further emphasized by these words. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1, verses 8 and 10. Some may feel that they live above sin, that they do not and cannot commit sin. But John says this is self-deception, and it is a flat contradiction of God's word. If one does not recognize that he is a sinner, he will not seek forgiveness. The first step toward pardon is realization of guilt. Jesus told the following parable to emphasize this fact. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Luke 18, verses 10 through 14. Both of these men were Israelites, members of God's family under the law of Moses. They lived in the Jewish age and not in the Christian dispensation. But their contrasting attitudes illustrate the necessity of all men humbly admitting their guilt and turning to God for forgiveness. As the Apostle Paul reflected on the weakness of the flesh and the law of sin at work within, he cried, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Romans 7:24. This was the desperation of guilt. But Paul knew the answer. He then said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 7:25. The Word of God convicts us of sin, but it also tells us of the forgiveness that is available in Christ. Jesus came to call sinners to repentance, Mark 2:17. He came to seek and to save the lost, Luke 19 and verse 10. Are you willing to go to God's Word to learn what it says you must do to be forgiven of sin? On Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30 a.m., Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. Please visit with us when you can. Until tomorrow, we bid you a pleasant, good day.